I was amazed to see how many people last night never heard of the spear of Longinus, the spear of destiny, the spear that pierced the side of Christ. Do you know how many world rulers have held that spear and felt like, or people who aspired to be world rulers and felt like they got their power from it? Kaiser Wilhelm, just before the First World War, it had rested in Vienna as part of the regalia of the Habsburgs. He was so certain that if he obtained that spear, it would give him the power to conquer the world and raise Germany to its destiny. He tried to trick the old Archduke Franz Joseph into sending the regalia of the Habsburgs over for a special celebration he never intended, ever, to send it back. Somebody wrote, one of his own people, by the way, wrote and alerted the Austrian ruler and stopped that. That renegade Englishman, son of a British Admiral Chamberlain, that became the advisor to Kaiser Wilhelm, or Wilhelm. Totally caught up in Wagner's distortion of Parsifal, that opera that put together the German theory of the Holy Grail. Which said opera saw Jesus as an Aryan, hated not only the Jews, but as Hitler would later say it, that offspring that worshiped the Jew Jesus, Christians. Do you really think that anybody that sought to annihilate the Jew and hated the Jews and the Christians the way Hitler did is not under the control of some demon force? Hitler stood in front of that lance, as it was called, that spear with the, what tradition says is a nail from the cross bound around it. Rulers from Charlemagne, clear back to Constantine, through Charlemagne, through Napoleon, through Kaiser, as I've said, felt if they held that spear, they could rule the world. All the biographies of Hitler talk of his down on his luck years in Vienna, through the eyes of dropouts and failures in the flop houses and slums of Vienna, who knew nothing of Hitler's attachment to that Satanist that ran the occult bookshop that introduced him to the old peasant outside of Vienna, where he took that drug this book dealer had grown up in Mexico and returned to Germany and introduced him to that Mexican cactus plant with the ingredient of mescaline in it. and introduced Hitler first to the mind-stretching experience of mescaline in his attempts to break that barrier into a transcendental escape from the prison houses his own occult studies led him to believe of the senses. And this demon experience that came over him, building on the framework of the writings of Chamberlain. I'll tell you one of the experiences of Chamberlain, that Englishman turned German. Don't believe in demons. Paul talks about we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Houston Stuart Chamberlain was given to seeking demons, to seeing demons, who by his own account drove him relentlessly to seek new fields of study and get on with his prodigious writings. This is the advisor to Kaiser Wilhelm. Once in 1896, when he was returning from Italy, the presence of a demon became so forceful that he got off the train at Gardone, shut himself up in a hotel room for 8 days, and abandoning some work in music that he had contemplated, wrote feverishly on a biological thesis until he had the germ of the theme that would dominate all his later works, race and history. Since he felt himself goaded on by demons, his books were written in the grip of a terrible fever, a veritable trance, a state of self-induced intoxication, so that, as he says in his biography, he was often unable to recognize them as his own work because they surpassed his expectations. Hitler Germany rose out of an occult commitment to Satan worship, dying of mustard gas. Dietrich Eckhart cried out, that's what he said, "Follow Hitler, he will dance, but it is I who have called the tune. I have initiated him into the secret doctrine, opened his centers in vision, given him the means to communicate with the powers. Do not mourn for me, I shall have influenced history more than any other German." Thus spake Dietrich Eckhart as he lay dying from the effects of mustard gas in Munich in December 1923. One of the seven founder members of the Nazi Party. This imposing Bavarian was outwardly known as a poet, a gifted writer and historian, a bon vivant, a lover of witty talk. Yet those who saw him apparently immersed in the gay social round of the Munich beer cellars never guessed that behind the jovial facade of this veteran army officer was hidden a dedicated Satanist, the supreme adept of the arts and rituals of black magic, and the central figure in a powerful and widespread circle of occultists, the Thule Group. Adolf Hitler first heard about his future mentor through reports of his repulsive activities at the time of the communist push in Munich, which followed the signing of the armistice. I could take you, this powerful Thule Group, occult circle, the most powerful occult society in Germany. Hidden activities of the Thule Group worked like tentacles of a higher dimension behind all aspects of life in Bavaria. Dietrich Eckhart and a small inner core of Thulis had been prepared for the imminent appearance of a German Messiah in a whole series of spiritualistic seances held together with the entourage of the notorious Russian emigres Generals Skoropadsky and Bashubsky. These two Russian generals, who were known throughout Bavaria for their violent anti-Semitic and anti-Bolshevik views, later provided the cash for Hitler to buy the newspaper of which Dietrich Eckart became the first editor-in-chief. The astonishing psychic gifts of the medium at this seance. You see, Saul had one like this when the witch called up, quote, Samuel. Telling you, when Paul writes about principalities and powers, Satan sits off and laughs while spiritual show-offs talk about delivering Christians from demons that make them get mad, want a cigarette, and go to movies, and have weak kidneys. You can get rid of all these demons of jealousy and love against your loved one, spit it out on a handkerchief. Devil really laughs. He's got bigger things to do than give you the hives or a bellyache. We're fighting principalities and powers, and people tell me to love them. You're reading the Bible about that angel. Daniel prayed, and an angel shows up and says, I heard you 3 weeks ago, but the prince of Persia resisted me. That's not Cyrus or Darius or any of their successors. That's a demon power assigned to rule through the rulers of that city. God begins to prophesy against the prince of Tyre, and before long, he's talking to Lucifer, who really rules. You don't think there's some demons working on people in Washington, D.C. You don't know anything about your Bible. Don't ask me to love them. I hate them. Astonishing psychic gifts of the medium, a simple and illiterate peasant woman, were discovered. What a name. By Dr. Nemirovich Dotchenko. A devious character who acted as press agent for the large circle of white Russians that had settled in Bavaria. In deep trance, this simple hulk of a woman, talking out of a trance, emanated heads and shrouds which manifested in some ghostly birth from the netherworld. Voices rang forth as she spoke in almost poetic form from deep unconsciousness in numerous foreign tongues. Dietrich Eckart was the master of ceremonies at these regular seances, but it was another significant character, Alfred Rosenberg, a German refugee from Moscow, who took it upon himself to question the ever-changing spirits which briefly occupied and possessed the medium. Am I boring you? And it was Alfred Rosenberg, too, the prophet of the Antichrist or the Protocols of Zion. Now, you've heard of those. Jews have been beat up and abused about that forgery by a Russian for years. Hitler used it to go against the Jews, the so-called design to take over the planet by a bunch of evil Jews, forged by some enemies of the Jews. And literally, it became the master plan Hitler used while he attempted to destroy the Jews who had nothing to do with it, saying they wrote it. Alfred Rosenberg was the prophet who put that together, who dared to call forth the presence of the beast of the revelation. The Luciferic monster which had taken over body and soul, Adolf Hitler. According to Conrad Ritzler, one of the earliest members of the Thule group and later the literary, she didn't get any of this at Nuremberg because scientists are there don't believe in the devil. Nazi Germany was just aberrations. According to Conrad Ritzler, one of the earliest members of the Thule group and later the literary editor of its secret publications, All those present were terrified by the mighty powers which they had unleashed. The air in the room became stifling. You say, you believe this? Friend, I have attended spiritualist medium seances, not the ones for the tourists in Brazil. I've seen what holy men can do in some sections of India. I've watched a witch doctor in northern Luzon prophesy using the blood of a chicken. Some of these academics sit around in ivory towers and haven't seen outside their stupid classroom and the road to their home. Try to tell me about spirit forces. Turn them loose in northern Luzon. They better wear rubber pants. The air in the room became stifling and unbearable. And the naked body of the medium became translucent in an aura of ectoplasmic light. Rudolf Blauer, the founder of the Thule Gesellschaft, began to run from the room in panic, but Eckhart grabbed hold of him and threw him down to the floor. Nobody had the presence of mind to write down the strange utterances which poured forth from the medium like some kind of riddle. Messages of the greatest import and clarity came at those seances, in which dead members of the Thule group were called up from beyond the grave. Why do we believe this witch of Endor could do something like this and think it only happened then? Why do we believe that a prince, an evil demon of Persia, could so resist the angel who came to answer the prayer of Daniel that they had to fight for 3 weeks and he had to call Michael, the one that had wrestled with Satan over the body of Moses? He had to call Michael in to help him fight his way through. Michael's fighting a holding action, and he says, I'm going to go back now, and when I go back, we'll finish it. And lo, when I'm gone, Prince Grisha will come, which is that demon force that empowered Alexander the Great, that came into him when he sought out an oracle and gave him that power. And that's why Daniel says, when he died, the four who rule in his place rule, but not in his power, because that beast, the same one that will come forth and empower Antichrist. The seance, one of them claimed to be that one that empowered Adolf Hitler. Eckhart grabbed hold of him, threw him down to the floor. Messages of the greatest import and clarity came at those seances in which dead members of the Thule group were called up from the grave. The most important prophecy concerning the appearance of the long-awaited, the most important prophecy concerning the appearance of the long-awaited German Messiah was spoke by Prince von Thurn, und Toxis, who had been put to death by the communists in Luitpold Gymnasium earlier that year. The prince, barely 30 when he was shot to death, had also been a member of the mystics of Bavaria. People say to me, do you believe that Episcopal bishop, searching for his dead son, actually talked to him? Well, he talked to somebody that claimed to be his son. I don't recommend you go to any of these spiritualist mediums unless you've been there to see. Be careful about your simple-minded conclusions. Satan is very much alive and well, and he's more complicated than some of the bookstore books say he is. The prince, barely 30 when he was shot to death, had been a member of the mystics of Bavaria, a sect founded. You say, what has it got to do with what you're teaching? I'm going to get on Holy Blood, Holy Grail. I haven't even scratched the surface of the Grail romances. Every time there's an important truth that God wants preserved for his people, Satan comes to steal it. The truth is that God sent his disciples. Persecution forced them to go to the lost tribes first, which is what he told him to do, to the place that he had prepared. Isaiah 54 is going to be fulfilled immediately after Isaiah 53. And the barren one's going to have more children than the one that wasn't divorced. And without even knowing who she was, God sends the earliest evangelist to those British Isles to land at Marseille, up that valley, and across to England, where Joseph of Arimathea had made the trip many, many times. And those lost years of Jesus from 12 to 30, he made the trip with his uncle because his dad was dead and Joseph was his guardian. They're beginning in archaeology to discover King Arthur's real. King Arthur is about the seventh generation from Joseph of Arimathea, a Jew whose lineage is in the throne of England. Now, the Grail romances contain the truth, but Satan moved in. The incarnation theory, Satan moved in with Nimrod and Semiramis and Tammuz and the damnable doctrines out of Babylon through Pergamos, the mystery religions to Rome, by Alexandria up to Rome, and conquered the medieval church. And Satan takes over and substitutes the Queen of Heaven for the desire of the ages, which is Christ. Giving is the most abused truth, because God doesn't need money, we need to give, and Satan moves in on that territory. And I'm telling you, even good, maybe honest men don't know it, but they're being used as much by Satan in the way they raise money on television as Peter was used of Satan and caused Jesus to say, not to Satan, but to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." Anything that's good, Satan moves in. Anytime there's something that's been abused, I've learned I start paying attention to that truth, because Satan's probably painted over a real truth. Astrology is painted over the truth of Romans 1 and 2, that the wrath of God against ungodliness was revealed and has been in the heavens all along. And the greatest proof of God's control over everything is written in the stars, and Christians are afraid to look at it because of the painting over by Satan. Pyramid, taken over by pyramidologists who twist it out of shape and turn it into mystery, and till Christians are afraid to look at God's stone witness that will redound to his glory in the land of Egypt in the last days, saying, "I told you so, I told you so, I told you so." God has spoken from the stars, and Paul said, "Man's without excuse." He'll have his stone witness in the last day. Man is without excuse. God is in control and he keeps his word. Satan always moves in the territory and tries to cloud it. The German versions of the Holy Grail that became the opera of Wagner, Parsifal, twisted that romance and turned it into a mystical pattern of initiation into higher truth. Hitler grasped its truth in the black magic, saw the symbols from the raven, which was the first step, through six phases of growth in insight and wisdom and truth to the highest form, the ego. I thought I'd throw that in. What's Poland's sign? The eagle. And that evil vulture eagle of Germany. I just want to throw that in for a minute. Am I boring you? I am trying to teach on that three-headed eagle, which in 2 Esdras, which was in the King James when it was written, taken out by the American and British Bible societies. Who says they were authorized to canonize? King James had it in. Puritans took it out. And God said to Ezra, "I'm going to show you that fourth beast that was not explained to Daniel, that three-headed eagle. Those two little wings. Let's stay there to the end." The historicists in prophecy have been wrong because they have refused to let God continue to speak in types and double fulfillment, which was his pattern through all the recorded history of Scripture. The futures have been wrong in that they have failed to allow the types to also speak truth, even though there's yet the final fulfillment to be done. God has been in control of history as he will be in control of future history. Hitler was not the Antichrist, but he was perhaps the greatest type of the Antichrist on the face of this earth since that terrible Assyrian that God used to punish his people. The prince, barely 30 when he was shot, and he wasn't a product of his times. He was demon-possessed, demon-empowered, demon-projected. And those formative years in Vienna, when he lived with the occult, was taught by that Mexican, he's German, but growing up in Mexico, studying Aztec literature, introducing him to drugs as a way to move into the extrasensory world and cultivate his demoniac experience to begin when he looked at that spear. Obsessed to obtain the spear. The prince, barely 30 when he was shot to death, had also been a member of the Mystics of Bavaria, a sect founded at the end of the 18th century, which later had affiliations with the Germanic order. Steeped in the traditions of the ancient German emperors, he had actively joined the plotters against the communist regime. Now looking pale and ghostly, the head of the prince manifested itself above an ectoplasmic shroud, while in a perfect imitation of his earthly voice. Now, I'm going to tell you something so gross. See, I skipped over it, but we're at a late night hour. You can't believe what goes on in some of these Satan cult seances. You want me to read it literal, what happened? I talked about ectoplasmic heads and shrouds. This peasant, illiterate peasant woman, totally nude, in a deep trance, this simple hulk of a woman emanated from her vagina. Ectoplasmic heads and shrouds, which manifested in some ghostly birth from the netherworld. I'm not afraid of demons, but I want you to know, Paul wasn't just simply using phrases when he said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers." There are a lot of Christians that know nothing about Satan because they never give him any trouble. We're at war, folks. You ask yourself, why would I be picked? Anybody in the right mind knows this church is honest. That just became the excuse. Satan's very scared of what truth's going to reveal. Clara Grace said several years ago, Gene Scott would be used as Paul was used to be a steering voice to the church in these last days. There were some things, she said, the only difference is that some things Paul saw that wasn't lawful for him to reveal because the time was not yet. Some of those things, I believe, is who and where the lost tribes were, which is why that last chapter of Acts was lost until the time arrived. But that I would be allowed to reveal them, not some new truth that comes to me, already contained in God's Word, pulling it out, because the time has come. Satan's afraid of truth, looking pale and ghostly. The head of the prince manifested above an ectoplasmic shroud from this medium. While in a perfect imitation of his earthly voice, the medium, in deep trance, communicated his thoughts in the German tongue. which she herself, in waking consciousness, was unable to speak.
This is the end of side one.